الله الرحمن الرحيم. The essence of deen is summarized in these two things: إصلاح الظاهر والباطن. Get your mind right and get yourself right. Get your mind right and get your limbs also right. Both were the ways of the Sahaba Kiram to get the mind right. Hanzala radiallahu once appeared before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained, Nafaqa Hanzala, I've become a munafiq, a hypocrite, and then after he explained what he meant, whilst we are in your presence our iman is sound as though we are looking at Jannat and Jahannam, or the strength of iman is so great. When we move away from your presence and we forget these things, so to get that mind right, as though we are going towards the hereafter, we are understanding it, we are seeing it, and knowingly we are going in that direction. So if you are going, you are knowingly going in that direction, your behavior is different, your thinking is different, your movement is different, your relaxing is different, everything is different. This is the mind and the correction of the mind, and one is the correction of the body. So the body also must be consistent with the mind. If the mind is saying we are going to the akhirat, then the body work also should be compliant. It mustn't be that the mind is right and the body is not in compliance, or the body is right and the mind is not supportive. So both must be interacting and supportive of each other. In the day of the pious of the old, this was a constant concern. It was the mind and the body both complementing each other. At any given time, see the body and see the mind, and one is complementing the other. In the story that we heard, the name of Shibli has been taken as the student of Abu Abdullah Ad-Dulusi. For all these people, they had a monitor over the mind. At any given time, there was a monitor. It wasn't just a routine. The service to Allah Ta'ala was not just a habit, but with a constant monitor. Is the mind right and is the body right? Our works, do they have the type of consciousness? Is the mind right or is it going corrupt? What is it like? So at any given time there was that one complementing the other. And therefore the works, their lives, their teachings we have such a standard that up to today we use it as a precedent. Shibli, Junayd Baghdadi, Hassan Basri, Rahmatullah Ali, we use them as a precedent. So this was an account of the flooding of sincerity to them. Their lives were flooded, like overwhelmed with sincerity, righteousness and commitment, true commitment to the Sunnah. you won't find it at any time that they have drifted, they have moved away from the Sunnah. Any small act or a big act, and their minds are telling them, is this in conformity with the Sunnah? Or have you distanced yourself away from the Sunnah? How are you? So if they are concerned about the Sunnah, then they're concerned about the mind as well. Both complementing each other. Imagine Ali radiallahu anhu, his famous incident where he floors a kafir and is about to slit the throat, and that person is spitting on the face. Ali radiallahu anhu leaves him straight, explains, now if I'm going to kill him now, I'm killing him also for personal reasons. Before this, I was killing him only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, and now it's also because of him spitting on my face. So the monitor of the mind at any given time. So this was the glaring thing that shook the world, that shook people's lives. Abdul Karim Jili Rahmatullahi, and he sees a ship just arrived, just docked, and it's got barrels of wine, imported quality wine, that just come in. Finding out it was the Khalifa's, the ruler of the Muslim nation at the time. What's he doing here? So he smashes all and leaves one barrel. Police report it to the Khalifa. The Khalifa summons him. Did you do this? Yes, I have done this. So, what prompted you to do this? Allah prompted me. Show us how. Give an explanation. So he says, the Quran Sharif says clearly, وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَانْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, enjoin the good and forbid the evil. Alright. You got your explanation. And so he who gave you the license to do it? Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala commanded. So he is commanding and we are receiving the commands. So he is licensed us to do this. Alright, we understood all this. Then the one you have left, why you spared that one? This is that monitor of the mind. So this conformity, external conformity, but the mind also is conforming. And when I smashed down these barrels, then a thought came from my mind, what a great achievement, what a great person I am. But I didn't even concern myself as to whose barrels these were. Not concerned, I just went and smashed them down. So now I realized that this work is not entirely Allah Ta'ala's, it's to show who I am. Now this is a time of a shirk, polytheism. Me and Allah Ta'ala, the work can't be right. I'm doing it to impress about myself, and for Allah Ta'ala, this is not right. So, to wipe myself out of the equation, I left this one. So the king is very impressed. He said, no, you, we need to employ you as the head of the police. Not the police, but the head of the police. See the sincerity, this mind, getting the mind right. So you do that act of righteousness, but that monitor upon the mind must be there all the time. It's not shifted. So Shibli Rahmatullah Alayhi is leaving for Jummah Salah. Can you imagine now how well dressed he must have been at the time? Dressed well, itar, new clothing, and on the way for Jummah Salah. And just then, someone throws down the suit. The old days, they were using coal and wood. So that which is burnt and turned into charcoal, small fragments, that thing is thrown down. So look at the monitor, see the mind, the consciousness, the istihzar. When this happens, straight away he raises his hand and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tera shukr. I was worthy of the Jahannam fire. And you settled with just the sood. I'm so fortunate. See where his mind is. So the mind at any time is not, hasn't disappeared from the equation. Mind is there all the time. So this Sufiya Kiram, you see, they work. Apne asli watan ko yaad dilane ke liye kehte hain. What is their work? Their work is to remind you of your original home. Where is your home? So they keep reminding you of your original home. You come in this world, pictures where the colorful excitement, entertainment, temporary pleasure, and you get consumed in that. So the idea is to get your mind out of this, go straight. These things are just the temporary. Don't get consumed. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't get drunken into this thing here. You are a home to reach. You are a destination. Get to your destination. You will get lost into these things here. You may forget that you are a destination. And then you may just be struck by death all of a sudden. And then you say, Ya Laitana, oh alas. Firaun, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with wealth. One friend had returned from Jamaat from Egypt. So he says, we went to see that Firaun's castle. And we saw his footrest. He's sitting on the throne and the footrest. So pure gold, very high quality gold, approximately 100 kilos. That was just for his footrest. So you talk about the wealth that he's got it. But his mind was not right. Musa alayhi salam comes to him, Hallaka an tazakka wa ahdiyaka ila rabbika fatakhsha wa arahu al-ayat al-kubra. Come, Hallaka an tazakka wa ahdiyaka ila rabbika. Come, I straighten your mind. I show you the path. We're going, all of us, we are going to a certain home, and I will take you there. I will correct your mind. I will show you. I will open your eyes for you. Ahdiyaka ila rabbika fatakhsha. I will open your eyes. I will guide you. I will show you the path. So Musa alayhi salam is pleading to him, give me a chance. Let me take you. Showed him all the signs. Fakadaba wa asa. But no. Summa adbara yas'af wa hashara fanada. Then he called his people, saying, see, Ana Rabbukum. I am supposed to be the person that you call to, that you work towards, that you endeavor, you work for me, not Musa alayhi salam's Rabb. So there's a clash between Allah Ta'ala and Fir'aun. فَحَشَّرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمْ الْأَعْلَى. Sometimes we hear the story of Mansur An-al-Haq. He also said An-al-Haq. Fir'aun also said Ana Rabbukum. Right. So Mansur said these words here and he was blessed. Fir'aun said similar words but he was rejected. Now the words are more or less the same. Haq is also the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Rabb is also the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. He is saying the words, he's getting blessed. He is saying the word, he's getting to problem. What is the problem? What is the reason? The mind wasn't right. When you analyze the stories, the mind wasn't right. Mansur said, Anul Haq. He said it, how, in which frame of mind he said it? He said it in the frame of mind that I am nothing. If there is anything, then it is Allah Ta'ala. I am absolutely nothing, not in the equation. I am so insignificant. So he had brought himself to the highest level of being insignificant. Like a person has got a cent in his pocket and he sees a person that's got $10 million, right? So really, I got nothing. I am nothing. In comparison to yourself, I am penniless. Doesn't he say that? I am absolutely nothing. What significance 1 cent against millions of dollars? Any significance? So when he sees the greatness, the magnanimity, the beauty, the grandeur, the majesty of Allah Ta'ala, then he says, I am absolutely insignificant. I am a non-entity. Right? Although he exists, but in comparison, he is nothing. The drop of water that came from the skies, right, when it was coming down, it was proud about itself. Sharaban tahura. And the drink, right, that is pure and purifies. The drink is pure and it purifies. So you can't find water that is as pure as the water that is coming from above. It's proud about itself that it come at the hands of angels. It's proud about itself that وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ, that everything gets life through water. Though they're talking about living in Moon and Mars, but they know that they can't manage it because there's no water. So water is life. And because of the non-presence of water, they can't live there. So the thing is, think about itself and is bloated into pride and arrogance until it came face to face with the ocean. One single drop thought so much of itself, its mind wasn't right. When it came face to face with the ocean, then it says, "Main kuch nahi, I'm nothing." So this is where the Sufiya Kiram are trying to bring you to think at any given time that you are nothing. If there is the splendor, there is the beauty, there is the magnificence, there is something in you, then it is Allah Ta'ala. There is you on your own personal individual self, you are nothing. Come to that realization. There is an achievement, there is a beauty, there is a greatness, there is some excellence. It's all from Allah Ta'ala. It is Allah Ta'ala's, belongs to Him, coming from Him, and you are not deserving of anything, it's not yours. Your friend was going for Hajj, right? So he had a Ferrari, and he said, keep it for this 2 months, keep it, use it, enjoy it, and when I come back, I will get it, I'll take it back from you. Now, in your absence, he forges the papers onto his name. What happens? You bought a Ferrari, top of the range, 30 million rand. And now, this friend of yours, you gave it to him in good faith. And now he's forging it to his name. What happens to you at the time? So, this beauty is Allah Ta'ala's. And we're forging it to our names. No, I. If you get upset, right, then you can imagine now what will be the disappointment of Allah Ta'ala. How disappointed Allah Ta'ala is. I give you all these blessings, everything belongs to me. And you're not attributing it to me. The attribution is wrong. So this is the whole endeavor. Wo apne asli watan ko yaad dilane ko kehte hai. They remind you of your original home, where you're going towards, right? Think for a moment, reflect, understand that you're going to a certain place and it's a reality, there's no two ways about it. It's a home that you're going to that you can't return. You're gone and you can't return. Irreversible. Like yesterday, can you get it back? Yesterday was the 29th of Ramadan, 1443. Yeah? That was yesterday, right? Now that 1443, 29th of Ramadan, can it ever be reversed? Exactly the same, your life, as you're moving on to the grave, can't reverse it. It's just one chance, and no chance after it. It's unimaginable that a person went and he came back. So this is your home. So that means that Sufiya Kiram, they are such, there isn't anybody that is as compassionate and loving as these people. But they don't want you to be in regret once you've touched that point. And now you want to show regret. قُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَكَذَّبْنَا فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ No, they came. Sufiya Kiram came. They reminded us. فَكَذَّبْنَا But we just took it as a joke. Didn't take it serious. كَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ Allah doesn't say anything here. Now, فَأَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ Now there's an admission of guilt. فَسُحْقَلْ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ Allah is saying himself now away with the people of Jahannam. Blazing fire, now that's your home. These people came and reminded you. They spoke to you about this repeatedly, again and again, they repeatedly reminded you. But then it fell on deaf ears. You didn't pay any attention to it. Now you're not going to get a chance now. Distinct, my friends. At some point, we should be going up to the graveyard, you know. Make it a point. If you can't go every day, at least once in two weeks or 1 week. And it not just be a routine. Think carefully. You sit down, go to the graveyard. All right, nowadays, it's becoming a little bit of a dangerous spot. So, at a safety time, or at the graveyard, where everything is safe, and you're not feeling apprehensive, right? Go and see who these people were. Where are they right now? Some grave is Caesar, some grave is Caesar, and some grave is who and who. What were they at one time? What were they like? What wealth they had? What power they showed? What majesty that displayed? But now how helpless they are! Can't move on. It blocks off. Sand has eaten them, gone. Enjoyment of life is proportionate to the access that you have. Like the enjoyment of the phone is proportionate to the access, isn't it? Availability of access. So, enjoyment is proportionate to the access. Now, once you have gone, transcended, you've gone. The thing that you want is access to every type of perceivable enjoyment. You want friendly people, you want some pleasure, you want hospitality, you want nice environment, you want all these things you want. As you move on, so it's a different realm, it's got a different law. Like we are traveling to Australia, the rand doesn't work there. Going to America, the rand doesn't work. You bring that currency of our country. That thing will work. That is in circulation. So as you cross over into that realm, then look for the currency of that realm. The currency there is reward, sawab. When we say sawab, and we treat it with so much of insignificance, but in reality, in essence, that is the currency of that realm. So that's what they'll ask you. But you want something, bring it forward. Like you go to any shop, even one loaf of bread, I'm stuck, loaf of bread. Bring the money, we'll give it to you. Won't they say that? Into Woolworths or True Words, right? Whichever words you have, right? But with all the name and popularity, say, bye. Pesa Peng or Tamasha Take. You want to see excitement? And throw the money. Throw the money and we'll show you. But you don't want to show it, then you can't get any excitement. Exactly the same once you're on that land, then you want things, you want access. When you want access, then you have to produce. Produce you'll get whatever, to the extent that you produce, you'll receive. You brought small currency, then you get small. Big currency, then you get accordingly. So it's left to the individual, what do you want? So this whole process is about correcting the mind, correcting the body at any given time for the monitor. That's why the whole Bukhari Sharif, as you hold it as the most reliable and the most authentic in the books of hadith, right? It starts off with correcting your mind. Innama al-a'malu bil-niyyat. Get your mind right. Because are you going to study this kitab here? And you're going to be studying it with a contaminated mind. You can't get it right. The mind has to be right. Today I was thinking, you know, that there's no lights here. Otherwise, came back here. So, get the mind right, even about the lights. So, what should be the state of the mind? Do you ever think of that? See, wo apne asli watan ko yaad dilata hai. They show you how to get the thing right. So your mind must be right. What should be the position of your mind in such a crisis? Normal person, they say, this country here is going to the dogs, right? The normal person says. But is that the mind that Allah Pak wants? It's easy to say that, to squeal, to grumble, to make a noise. That's easy, very easy. Give it to us, we'll show it to them. We'll show what it is to rule. Or give it to the DA, they'll do a better job. So this is one of the two things, give it to us or give it to the DA, we'll fix them up. So that's going in your mind, right? But is that the state of mind that Allah Pak is pleased with, what he wants in? So there's about three things that Allah Pak wants in this. One thing that he wants is the hadith says, right, that the greatest reward is to have expectations in Allah Ta'ala at the time of a crisis. To have good expectations at the time of crisis. So crisis, inshallah, it'll be followed with some ease. Some good will come out. That's normal. Now just look at the mindset. One is, hey, the country is going to the dogs. They don't know how to rule. They rather give it to the DA. Things will be fixed up, right? And one is to have expectations of ease and better times through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. By the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and good times will come. I ask you, which is the better one? For this 1 year, you will get rewarded, number one. Number two is not going to bring about misery. Number three is not going to bring about depression. No. Well, it's a small patch we're going, but it's going to be followed by some very good times, inshallah. Good moments will come, happiness will come. Right? Now we're seeing the light is on a flight. And we're seeing light is on a flight. Then we see the light is bright. So in that moment also, you can turn that misery into happiness. Now why bring about gloom into yourself? Why bring about depression? Why bring about a bad spirit? That same spirit can be changed. Inshallah. We come to good time just now. And as far as the small 2-3 days, we go for a picnic also, it's all in the dark. You know, you work with candles and all that. So we are a little smaller, but picnic, inshallah. And just now Allah will bring about ease. So I ask you, isn't that a happy feeling? Isn't that a feeling that will bring you some brightness? Now why should you bring about darkness within yourself? So you'll make it dark, and you'll make it dark for others as well. You'll complain, grumble, start squealing, fighting. Eat day also, this is happening. They gave us, Allah Pak made it that He gave us the Eid 1 day in advance. Look at the beauty of Allah. He gave us the Eid 1 day in advance. That we need to make that Gajar Alwa, Chana Magaj, right? So He gave it 1 day in advance that you get all that time to get all that. See, so you can convert the whole thing from misery to happiness. Just doing it like Allah Pak wants it. Keep the mind right. So one is this. Second thing is, وَمَا أُوْتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَوْسَأُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. The best gift that you can get is sabr, patience. in this trying mode also, be patient. No matter how difficult it seems to be, but وَمَا أُوْتِيَ أَحَدٌ أَطَاعًا أَوْسَعُ مِنَ الصَّبْرِ. That's the best gift, sabr. Now what sabr means? One is to restrain yourself, and one is to be convinced that Allah is going to give you a reward for this. You're going through the patch, there's going to be a tremendous reward. Tremendous reward is going to come for the difficulty that you went through. One person got annoyed with his worker, with his staff, and gave one shot. Now he had taluk with the more Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi. And Mulana was very particular about your dealings and your character. More than doing your zikr every day properly, namaz you must do. Namaz, there's no two ways about it. Your faras you must do. But the secondary things, more than all that, he was very much concerned what type of character you're showing and what type of dealings you've got. And a true murid will come and report these things here. The person that's not true, he'll only talk about good things, and the wrongs that he's done, he's not going to speak about. So he's not true. So now he knows, I have to go and report it to Hazrat, and I have to have a clean slate. Now, I need to get it straight with this person here. I gave him a shot. He doesn't deserve it. He sold me his time, not his respect, not his reputation. So, alright, now I hurt him, now I must do. So he's jogging his mind, I have to go just now. Today is already Monday, Friday I have to go to Hazrat, and what is the report I'm going to give? You see this, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّيُ. You're frightened that you have to stand before Allah Ta'ala. That thing brings everything right. That's the correct mind. You know, you see, you get the mind right. So when the heart is, and the mind is gripped in fear, that thing will just push you towards the right. But it has to be gripped with fear. So he said, alright, the idea of compensation is, the person that is hurt, then he must be happy. The person that was hurt, he must feel very happy, extremely happy, then the compensation is full. It's fulfilled, right? So he's saying, alright, this person here, I hurt him, right? So how must I compensate for this? So he's earning, say, 1,000 rand in the week he's earning. So let me give 1,000 rand for this one, this misdemeanor, right? Misdemeanor. One, for the 6 days in the week, he's getting 1,000 rand. Now for this one misdemeanor, let me give him 1,000 rand. So he pulled out 1,000 rand and gave it to him. But he wanted to know now secretly, how's he feeling? Is he really feeling happy? So he asked someone to find out how is he feeling now, that he's got a shot, but he's got 1,000 rand to compensate. So he asked him, he says, "Hum to aise chappar rozana chahte hai. We want that we get a shot like this every day. One shot and 1,000 rand. One shot and 1,000 rand. Who doesn't want that?" So that is for that person whose mind is right. Now we're talking about mind, right? Get a monitor on the mind. At any given time, I have to report this to Allah Ta'ala. This is Allah Ba's man, I have to report it to him. I've done the wrong, I must compensate. I've done the wrong, and I must understand, and have the heart to admit my mistake. Not only to extract the work out of him, but also to compensate him. You see, the world has been designed that you bring about a right balance and justice. Balance with justice. Not only to extract and enjoy yourself, no, but to see that justice prevails, whether to the next person or within yourself. Are you standing on the standards of justice, or you slipped off? When it's your rights and you are asking and demanding, someone's rights, are you also are you anxious to fulfill that person's rights? That's at any given time. Hazrat Maulana Phool Puri Rahmatullah Ali. He was also a senior Khalifa of Maulana Tangi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Abdul Ghani Phool Puri Rahmatullah Ali. So he reprimanded his staff. One is giving a shot. But you see, Maulana is very particular in these things. There he won't compromise. If you're wrong, you must go and correct it straight. So Maulana is very strict in that. So his Khalifa Maulana Abdul Ghani Phool Puri Rahmatullah Ali, he reprimanded his staff. Now these people, they got the monitor always. The monitor is beeping, showing there's something wrong. See, nowadays you got something to show that something wrong. Isn't it? Everything is computerized. If the seat belt is not right, that thing beeps, reminds you all the time. Isn't it? If the tie is not right, it's showing. It doesn't even show. Everything will show. So the material thing is the monitor. They got a monitor on the spiritual things. So you reprimanded the person. He didn't deserve this thing. This type of a reprimand he didn't deserve. Now you see, this can only happen to the person liman khafa. I'm going to stand before Allah Ta'ala. There I can't use my philosophy and my influence there. لَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا الشَّفَاعَ وَلَا يُخَذُ مِنْهَا عَلِيُ. No intercession. And no monetary compensation. Nothing works. It's only the truth. يُوْمَ لَا يَنْفَوُ الصَّادِقِينَ يُوْمَ يَنْفَوُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُمْ. Only the truth. Honesty doesn't work there. That's the only thing that works there. So I have to be honest. So that thing is overwhelming. So now he had to find out, alright, I need to fix it up before the night, because I don't know what's going to happen. I may see it tomorrow morning, I may not see the morning, but I need to get this thing fixed up. So he's asking now where this person stays. Poor person must be living in an informal settlement. A person of reputation, you don't even go in an informal settlement. But now that consciousness is weighing so heavily, I must go there. Take one bus, take another taxi, third, and go into the informal settlement, go there. See what's prompting him, what's pushing him? The same, the mind, the monitor. So I get this right. Then he's telling him all the time, get it right, get it right. Like the seatbelt, until you don't fix it up, you're going to keep beeping. So the mind is going to keep reminding you. When the mind is right, it's going to keep reminding you. Eventually he got to him, asked him for a maaf, gave him a present. That person was extremely happy, didn't expect Hazrat to come to a formal settlement, ask him for maaf, give him a present there. He was too delighted. That night he sees in his dream that he's in a boat, and the boat before him is the boat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, accompanied by Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Abdul Ghani ke kashti ko humare kashti ke saath jor do. His ship, just link it up with our ship. I said that were linked up, and when they were joined, the tuck sound, you know, I got the tuck sound up to now, I got it in my ears. See, correcting it. So this can only happen when you got the man monitor. In our language, we call it consciousness. But it's consciousness, every small or big. So Maulana's whole emphasis was character, character and dealings. Get your character right, get your dealings right. Get your character right, get your dealings right. So at any given time, you want to be the right person. You don't want to slip. Rather give 10 rand more than giving 1 cent less. Rather give 10 rands more than giving 1 cent less, then you will get into trouble. So to conscientize us, that was his whole mission. Get the character right and get your dealings right. Character must be such that any person, be it your wife, the immediate circle, that's most important. Your wife and your children, they are the first people to see your character. So that must be the first on your list. Are they comfortable with you? mentally, emotionally, physically, or they're not comfortable. So look at them. Are they comfortable? Obviously, not in an un-Islamic way, in an Islamic way. Un-Islamic, you don't have to be comfortable. They're asking for a video or a movie. They're asking for a wrong type of clothing. No. You want to go to wrong type of places, wild coast, and tame coast, wherever. They're asking to go to this type of places, you're worried about it. Yes, in the right things and permissible things, it's our duty to see that they are at ease. So that's the first circle. Then it's the community. Am I a nuisance? Am I causing them trouble? When I'm coming and parking my car, am I a nuisance to people? Or I have a comfort to people? Coming to the masjid, then I'm coming in a dignified way. I'm a nuisance to the person next to me, or I'm comfort. In the workplace, am I behaving right? Then my dealings, are they right? I need to pay the person, say, on the 30th. So I'll see to it that I'll pay him on the 15th. Just 15, 2 weeks before time. Before the time I'm paying. So my dealings are right, character is right. So at any given time, after the faras, you know, whatever faras you have to complete, namaz, etc. So that's the first priority, my character and my dealings. Character and dealings at any time. So what is required in dealings, I'm very fair. I'll give a few grams more, a few ounces more than taking a gram less. Than taking a gram more, then I'll give a few grams or a few ounces more. And in my character, when people are comfortable, they're at ease, they relax with me. Obviously, in the framework of Sharia, the law. Not against the law. Against the law, then I don't pay, I'm not worried about anybody. They ask me to take me to take them to the wrong place, I'm worried about that. If they're feeling disappointed, or it's not my business. But in the law, in the right things, in the correct things, then I need to see that they are comfortable. And that was his primary mission. And with his murids also, I want to check on that. Dealings and character. One person, a senior person, now gave him khilafat. Gave him khilafat now. He's come to see Mawlana. So his child has accompanied him. Mawlana says, how is it? How is the safar? Says, yeah. How is the tickets and all? So this child of mine is 13 years, 2 years above the half price. You know, half price of the ticket is for the child that is about 11 years. He's about 13. So I paid the high price because he looks so small. Mawlana said, I cancel your khilafat class. If you can't be honest here, then how can you be honest with Allah Ta'ala? You can't be honest and truthful. I said, Yawma yanfa'u sadiqina sidkum. There by Allah Ta'ala, it's only truth and honesty that counts. And otherwise nothing counts, nothing works. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال ولك الحمد بالمعافاة ولك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم جزى الله عنا نبينا سيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا مونس كل وحيد ويا صاحب كل فريد ويا قريبا غير بعيد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا بديع السماوات والأرض، يا من أظهر الجميل وستر علي القبيح، يا من لا يؤاخذ بالجريرة ولا يهتك السترة، يا عظيم المن يا مبدئ النعم قبل استحقاقها، يا ربنا ويا سيدنا ويا مولانا ويا غاية رغبتنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. يا إله العالمين، والله forgive our sins يا الله. والله it's your grace and mercy you bless us with one more day of Ramadan يا الله. والله you give us another chance يا الله to seek your forgiveness يا الله. والله we beg you يا الله as this Mubarak month slips away يا الله from us, forgive our sins يا الله. Forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, our brothers and sisters يا الله. Our ustads, our friends, our uncles, our aunts, our relatives, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our maghfirat, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive us for our sins, ya Allah. Allah, we have wronged, ya Allah. We have disobeyed you on so many occasions, ya Allah. Allah, you have been so kind to us, ya Allah. You have showered us with your rahmat and your favors and your blessings, ya Allah. But despite this, ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you out of your fazal and your karam and your grace, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, ya Allah. You make our maghfirat, ya Allah. You forgive us, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you to please forgive all our gunas, ya Allah. Overlook us, ya Allah. Overlook our weaknesses and our faults, ya Allah. Allah, please make our maghfirat, ya Allah. Be happy with us, ya Allah. Be pleased with us, ya Allah. Allah, accept our Ramadan, ya Allah. Accept our broken efforts, ya Allah. Allah, accept our roza, accept our taraweeh, accept our tilawat, accept our zikr, accept our du'as, ya Allah. Allah, our Quran Sharif wasn't good, ya Allah. Our namaz wasn't right, ya Allah. We made so many mistakes, so many wrongs, ya Allah. We beg you, ya Allah, out of your fazal and karam, accept it from us, ya Allah. Allah, bless us with qabuliyat and acceptance, ya Allah. Allah, we thank you for all your favors, ya Allah. Allah, we appreciate all the good that you have bestowed upon us, ya Allah. We express our shukr to you, ya Allah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil iman. Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil islam. Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil quran. Allah, we express our shukr to you for all your favors, ya Allah. So much you blessed us with, ya Allah. But how much we never made any shukr to you, ya Allah. Kam min ni'matin an'amta biha aliyya, qalla laka biha shukri. Ya Allah, so many favors, ya Allah, yet no shukr we made to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's na shukri ku maha parmali, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us for this na shukri, ya Allah. Allah, we are desperately in need of all your favors, ya Allah. Please don't take your favors away from us, ya Allah. Allah, keep us firm, keep us straight, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah, don't test us. Don't test us. Allah, don't test us with our iman. Don't test us with our amal. Allah, keep us strong, keep us firm, ya Allah. Keep us firm, ya Allah. Bless us with istiqamah, ya Allah. Make us live and die with iman, ya Allah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Allahumma habbib ilayna al-iman, wa zayyinhu fi qulubina. Allahumma zayyinna bizinati al-iman. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan kamila, wa yaqinan sadiqa. Allahumma inna nasaluka imanan la yartad, ويقينا ليس بعده كفر. يا الله, bless us with strong iman, يا الله. Keep us with iman, take us with iman, يا الله. Allah, save us from kufr and shirk, يا الله. Allah, save us from kufr and shirk, ya Allah. Save us from irtidad and ilhad, ya Allah. Allah, keep our thinking correct, ya Allah. Allah, in this time when so many people are lost in zehni irtidad, ya Allah, save us from this also, ya Allah. Keep our thinking correct, ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, ya Allah, to bless us with a life of afiyat and ease, ya Allah. Show us with your rahmat and your fazal and your karam, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma asbigh alayna min fadlik. Allahumma atmim alayna bi ni'matik. Allahumma asbigh alayna min fadlik. Allah, show us, show your grace upon us, ya Allah. Allah, When the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, let it be with Iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Allah, make this transition from life to death easy for us, Ya Allah. Let it just pass with ease, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allah, bless us with a good death, Ya Allah. With a death of izzat and respect, Ya Allah. Save us from a bad death, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka aishatan naqiyah. وميتة سوية ومردا غير مخزين ولا فاضح. Allah, save us from a disgraceful death, Ya Allah. Bless us with a good death, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, in the Qabr, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Bless us with a place under the shade of your Arsh on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, through your Fazl and Karam, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat al-nazari ila wajhika al-kareem wa shuqan ila liqaik. Allah, bless us with your didar, Ya Allah. Allah, that we can see you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Hazrat was mentioning the worst disgrace on the day of Qiyamah will be when person is blocked off from you, Ya Allah. Allah. Allah, bless us with your didar on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to keep us with afiyat and ease, Ya Allah. Accept us, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with a'mal saliha, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with strong iman, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with love for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allah, make the mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most beloved thing to us in our lives, Ya Allah. Allah, and make any other lifestyle, the lifestyles of the kuffar, disgusting to us, Ya Allah. Create the disgust in our hearts for their ways and their lifestyles and their thinking, Ya Allah. Let us think like Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us dress like him, let us eat like him, let us live like Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allah, fill our hearts with love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us tawfiq of reciting abundant durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, that we can work for the mission of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come for, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with good namaz, Ya Allah. A namaz full of khushu and khuzu, Ya Allah. Allah, our namaz is so weak, Ya Allah. There's so many thoughts that flood our minds in salah, Ya Allah. Allah, bless us with a good salah. Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge. Allah, bless us with zikr, Ya Allah. Keep our hearts and tongues all the time busy with your zikr, Ya Allah. Allah, give us good hearts and make us good people, Ya Allah, with good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Allah, let us love for other people what we love for ourselves, Ya Allah. Let us have a well-wishing heart, Ya Allah, that we wish well for other people, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from becoming selfish people. We become self-centered and worry only about ourselves, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, to make us sincere. Bless us with ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah, in everything we do, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from pride and arrogance, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from showing off and boasting, Ya Allah. Allah, save us from showing off and boasting, Ya Allah. Allah, let us do everything for your pleasure and for your happiness, Ya Allah. Allah, accept us, our families, our children, for the service and the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you on behalf of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, help us and assist us, Ya Allah. Guide us. Allahumma ghfir ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aslih ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, give that glory back to Islam and to the Muslims again, Ya Allah. Allah, assist the Taliban, Ya Allah. Strengthen the Taliban, Ya Allah. Guide them, help them, Ya Allah. Overlook their faults, Ya Allah. Grant them the assistance of establishing the Khilafat again, Ya Allah. Show us that glory once again, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them dominance over Hijaz and Sham, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them with assist them and help them to establish the law of the Quran once again, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, take care of us and take care of our families and our children in dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Make our wives and children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, bless our parents, Ya Allah. Keep them with afiyat and ease, Ya Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of making the khidmat and serving them, Ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq of making them happy, Ya Allah, and pleasing them, Ya Allah. Those of our parents who have passed away, Ya Allah, fill their qabars with nur, Ya Allah. Raise them to the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Protect them from any difficulty and hardship in the hereafter, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us once again with haya and shame, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us once again with haya and shame, Ya Allah. This fabric of Islam is torn away from us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of dressing correctly and properly, Ya Allah. Give our Muslim women the tawfiq of dressing in long, loose, thick garments, Ya Allah, not tight garments, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with adab and respect, Ya Allah. That we learn to respect the masjid, we learn to respect the Quran, we learn to respect the azan, we learn to respect the ulama, we learn to respect our elders, Ya Allah. Allah, this respect, we've forgotten it, Ya Allah. Bless it to us once again, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa and tawazu, Ya Allah. Bless us with taqwa and tawazu and humility, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with honesty, Ya Allah. Make us honest Muslims, Ya Allah. That we be true and honest in everything that we do, Ya Allah. Allah bless us with simplicity, simplicity in everything that we do, Ya Allah. Save us from extravagance, Ya Allah. Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked you for, Ya Allah, bless us with all that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had asked. Allah, and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had sought refuge from, Ya Allah, Allah, save us and protect us from all that, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.